The pre-game interview.
Scott, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Football, mate. You're a bit of a frequent frequent contributor to K-Rock Footy, so we thank you for your time. Firstly, Jamie Elliott, you must be rapt to have him back tonight. Been through some issues, as we know, but you must be rapt to have him back in that forward line.
Yeah, the other coaches think I need to start invoicing K-Rock, so I don't know where it sits with you, Kingy, but I'll just send it through at some stage. But awesome to have Jamie back. He's the kind of guy that you stand taller or walk taller knowing that you're coming to the game, and he's playing in your forward line, so exciting to get him back, and hopefully we can see some of his brilliance tonight.
Thanks for joining us, Scooter, and don't bother invoicing. This is all just part of the agreement, you know that. It's going to pay off in spades for you.
Volunteers.
Down the track, it's okay, it'll pay off for you. Just keep your powder dry, you'll be fine. Your forward line, Chris Scott got asked about it yesterday, about obviously my checkout. Jeremy Howe's been playing forward a little bit. It's going to look a little bit different to what we've seen over the last 18 months, and that unpredictability. Is that something you might be able to catch the Cats out with tonight?
Maybe. I think we're quite predictable in the way we play. The personnel is different. We're definitely a lot smaller, but in terms of the way we like to build the ball up and kick to contest, not too much will change from that point of view, but definitely the unpredictability will come in the kind of players that we're playing up there and the height. But in terms of the small guys that we've got, they can all jump, they can all play tall, and I think he alluded to that a little bit too. So I mean, if we can try and play the game more in our half tonight than theirs, I think it's going to go a long way to winning the game, but that's going to be a challenge.
What did you take away from the second half, especially against Essendon, that you just were able to put a finger on just what didn't go right, that you had to slightly tweak this week in the lead up to tonight?
Well, probably how slow our ball movement was, to be honest with you. We a lot of times we were out and we had an option. It might have been 50-50. We had the next guys onto it, and by the time we slowed the ball up and waited for the contest to look right in the kicker's eyes, a lot of the time they rolled around and had plus one, plus two on us. So from there, we couldn't really win that next contest and just looked quite unpredictable. So we started trying to invent things that we haven't done in the past. So it's more so getting back to the predictability of kicking the contest, whether we win it or not. At least we can play the game the way we want it played. And then we can try and attack from there and try and pressure and hunt from there.
Scott, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Football. I just know your forward line's obviously looking a little bit different week to week because of injuries and unavailability, but your back six or seven is pretty stable, and obviously from a defensive mindset, that's where it's going to start for you tonight, to try and keep the Cats to a reasonable score.
Yeah, I mean, what's a reasonable score against the Cats? We've played them the last 3 years in a row and they've kicked 100 points every time. So this is one team that no matter how well your back line is going at any given time, they're still likely to kick 100 points. So one thing we do need to do, we need to be connected. We need to make better decisions, better pressing decisions and better supportive decisions when the ball's in the air. So getting back to a few more fundamental things, a part of our game is more important in the back line in terms of what the score looks like from how many points they score. We think if we can do that, that we can bounce back on them and hopefully score back the other way.
Just a bit of a sideways question now. Obviously, your former club has departed their coach this week. Your thoughts on Adam Simpson and the Eagles and moving forward?
Incredible job, I thought, that he did. I mean, I think people have started to break it down and the list that he had at certain times with COVID and the back end of COVID and, you know, when COVID really hit them the year after and then the injuries and just the resilience and the stability of what he had as a coach with all the difficult times. I mean, I struggled as an assistant coach at times keeping my cool, and I could only imagine the frustration and probably the little things that would be popping up all the time for him that just would be really difficult. But I thought he handled himself incredibly well the whole way through, and even on the way out I thought he was really respectful and did a great job. And the Eagles are an incredible club. They've got an incredible supporter base and they've still rock up no matter the win-loss record, and they're going to get a good coach next, and whoever that may be, and it's going to kickstart them going forward with the next crew.
From one Collingwood Premiership assistant coach to another, here's Mark Hill speaking to Scott Selwood.
G'day, Scott. How are you, mate?
How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Hey, listen, just that invoice that you had, mate, maybe just pop that over to St Mary's. The rumour has it that they're not bad with paying invoices. Me, mate, we'll move on. No one's listening. We'll just move on. We'll just move on quickly from that. Hey, listen, he was giving us all these numbers before, and we're talking about Collingwood and the numbers, but then you look at the ladder, you've actually won more games than you've lost. Like, some of the commentary this week is if you've actually lost every game of the year. So there must be some things that you're pleased with and are working well. What is working well?
We went into the bye, and our last 10 games were 8-2. So it was sort of 8-2 draws. So it was sort of, I think Melbourne, we might have lost one in there, sorry. But 8-2 draws and one loss. And all of a sudden, you sort of look at it and go, geez, it's not as dire straits as what it is. It looks different. I think the way we're playing at the moment is looking a little bit different than what it has in the past. And teams have adjusted and had a whole preseason to plan for us and want to take up the premiers. And so it's more so keep adjusting on the fly. And we clearly don't have a tall forward line, so we have to play low ball and kick the ball in and kick scrubbers in and let the young small forwards go to work. And so there's parts of our game that are still going okay. We think when we get our pressure higher and better contest around the ball that we can get better layers off the back of it. We probably haven't had the pressure around the ball like we've wanted the last couple of weeks, which has forced our layers to collapse at times. So obviously it's a big challenge with Tommy Stewart and Paddy Dangerfield being in there, and we're going to have to look to do something about that.
All right, thanks for that, mate. That's an excellent description. The next one is just about an individual player. And like most coaches, most coaches have an affinity for people that show resilience and they work hard and they just play like they're a good bloke, if that makes sense. But can you tell us about John Noble? Like last year, obviously there was devastation. He played most of the games and then missed out in the end. But from the outside looking in, he seems to be one of those players, one of the heart and soul players, looks like a ripping bloke. He's got himself back in good form, and even to the point where he's been out and you brought him straight back.
Yeah, I mean, someone like Noves, we decided to go a little bit taller in terms of the teams that we were playing last year. We thought it was going to be more important to be a little bit taller and come at a cost of poor Noves. But at the same time, he bounced back. He sort of said, what do I need to do so I'm not in the same position next year come finals if we make it? And we went to work. He put on about 4 or 5 kilos and was a little bit stronger and worked on his aerial a little bit more so he can be a bit more of a holistic player. And he's done an incredible job at doing that. And since he's been in, he's definitely grown as a player. And I mean, the areas he needed to work on, he really got to work on. But we see his strengths more when that happens. So I think that's the idea is when one part of his game isn't going well, he can still defend really well, and he's worked really hard on that. But when his other side of the game, the offensive side of the game, is going well, then we look a much better team.
Scoot, before we let you go, a sad week with Josh Carmichael forced into a concussion-related retirement. Can you just give us a few words about a young man that had a significant impact in just a couple of years at the club?
Yeah, incredible story, really. I mean, we picked him up pretty much from Mildura, and he sort of played a couple of games in the sample, and straight away he was playing Anzac Day and he was playing against Essendon and winning games for us, kicking important goals. And we don't build the premiership just on the year of the premiership. We build the year in terms of how we build our culture and how we build the people around us. And he definitely had a significant impact in making sure that he supported all the guys around him and played really well and lifted the standards at training, played really well at VFL and was always ready to go when his opportunity came. So can't thank him enough for what he's done, and hopefully he's not lost to us because we like to keep our past players engaged with the club.
Scooter, send that invoice to Nealty, will you?
Love it. Yeah, I hear they play pretty well too. So
well, I don't know who told you. Well, I tell you what, the only thing I've got to say about that, whoever told you that, I would wipe them off your information list because they are not telling the truth, Scotty. Right, come on.
That's Kingy, mate, so speak to
Kingy. Yeah, that'd be about right.
Well, geez, talk about being thrown under a bus.
Speaking about people who now had an invoice, yeah, that is unbelievable.
Right. Scoot, good luck tonight.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Scotty Selwood joining us on K-Rock Footy.
The pre-game interview.